Sahilal Kalandar mast mast
Sahilal Kalandar.
This is Out of This World.
Piramange korkoro
kokoro kokoro.
Mixing Global Styles with JPR.
Music is a weapon of total construction.
Good evening. Tonight in the Out of This World studio, we have 007 Airlines. Is that the right name? Or is it 7 Airlines? Or 7 Airlines. Okay. They've come all the way from the next village. And first, I'm going to ask Fern, who is one of the members of the group. I've got Fern, who is a vocalist, Pom, who is the drummer, who was in a band called Les Raspigaus many moons ago, and Lucky, who is the lead guitar.
He was in a group called Square Roots.
Oh, yes, I remember Square Roots as well. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so first, Fern, you're from Yorkshire in the UK. How did you end up in the Ardèche in the south of France?
Well, I actually came here on holidays when I was a kid, and when I met my husband, we went travelling together, and then when we came back, we bought a house here. And
Most people do.
Yes.
That's what I did too.
His mother's from Ardèche, so...
Oh, right, okay. Why 007 Airlines as a name? How did the group get together? How did you come to play Jamaican reggae, which is not exactly traditional music here in the Ardèche, is it?
Well, we originally started off called 7 Airlines, and then we started off doing covers, one which is by Desmond Dekker and the Aces, which is a rock steady. I think it came out in about 67. And it's called 007.
From the James Bond.
Yeah.
007.
007, yeah.
007 Airlines. Shanty is better.
Town. Shanty Town, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Which is basically like one of the songs that we really identify with, but also because the postal code in Ardèche is 07.
Yeah.
And also this part of the mountain, we call it Les Cévennes, which is pretty much, it sounds like seven, so...
Okay, that's good. That's
and the idea good. Of taking a plane to Jamaica.
To Jamaica. First EP has a great root sound, as far as I'm concerned, very reminiscent of the 80s British reggae sound. Excellent three-part harmonies, which are done by you, Fern, and the other two, Jim and
Sonia.
Really excellent three-part harmonies. Was this a conscious decision to replicate that sound of the 1980s?
Initially, I mean, we started off really with covers at the end of the 60s all the way really to the 80s. And I think really what we really are influenced is really the 70s period as well. But the idea was really to try and reproduce the same kind of sound that was coming out of Jamaica and also I think we do sound quite English as well. I mean, we do have a quite English sound to us. About the vocal harmonies, that was a really conscious idea, because in real traditional, you know, vocal harmonies, there was always a three part, so that we really wanted to reproduce that. That sound.
How do you write the songs? Do you write together, or is it words or music? How does this happen?
So initially it's words first. Either I'll write the lyrics, or Pum, or the drummer, will write the lyrics, and then I generally send them off to him, and then he'll sit with his acoustic guitar. And
what do you do with your acoustic guitar?
I try to find chords to accompany
to fit with the
lyrics,
with the words, yeah,
with the words, and try to find some melodies. And afterwards, with the band, we try to
put it all together.
Yes, yeah. And everyone finds his own part.
His own part, yeah.
We generally meet up and do an acoustic session first, and then actually we try and get that onto. We've got a home studio, so everybody records their what we call like a demo, either we'll play it in live. But we've actually generally been going to the studio, because with COVID being confined, we couldn't do so many live, and so we ended up doing quite a lot of studio recording.
Was COVID good actually for you? Did it actually get you together to play together and write the first EP?
Well, not really the first EP, because we recorded that before COVID. Yes, I think for the album that we've just been recording. I mean, there's even a song that is called "Lion in a Cage," which we're going to play for you later. That's really talking about confinement, and so I think it was. I think any experience in life, you've got to take it the way it comes and make it what you can the best out of it.
From 007 Airlines, Lion in a Cage, special acoustic session.
Jungle, you put me in a cage.
quite socially and politically conscious. There seems to be a message in many of the songs. So do you think this is an important part of your music?
I think it's essential, yeah, really. I think music, you know, it's there to... there's a message. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're looking at reggae lyrics, you know, they were talking about oppression, they were talking about real things that, you know... So for me, it's there is a message. And I mean, when I think about all the kind of music really that I've been listening to all my life, I mean, it's, the lyrics are really important, and those messages have always, you know... touch me in a way, and that's what we hope to do, is to pass the message of socially, politically. Well, we're not going to get into political, but especially environmentally, and we do some quite sentimental songs as well.
Okay, so, yeah, you do love songs.
We do love songs.
You are the one. Okay, so is the new album a continuation of the EP? Are there no big changes, or just more songs?
Personally, I think it's evolved quite a lot. Two musicians on the EP who left the group, and so Lucky, actually, our lead guitarist, does all the bass lines. So then they're really quite rhythmic, and also, I mean, the songs have evolved. We're really going from rocksteady roots and we call reggae, and also quite a bit of a soul. When Sonia takes quite a lot of lead vocals, she's got a really soul kind of voice, so yeah, it's quite different.
You all live quite far away from big cities in a very rural environment, so was it a choice, or did it just happen that way?
Well, for example, our rhythmic guitarist, he's actually from Ardèche, but all of us have actually come to live here. There's not actually another member of the group who is from Ardèche.
So you just ended up living in the country because you like it?
Yeah. Personally, with my wife, we was fed up with living in a city, and so we came here.
So you came here, and the same for you, Lucky?
Yes, it's absolutely a choice. In 1989, I came in Ardèche, and I could live. And I could left.
You couldn't leave. I know
this country.
Now we're going to come to the fun questions. What are you listening to at the moment, apart from your album?
Personally, I've got quite an eclectic music taste. I mean, anything from swing jazz, Ethiopian jazz, rock, but more the old psychedelic rock. Yeah. I mean, it's just vast. I'm going to let the other boys answer.
Yeah, I'm very fond of black music, but not just this. All good musics, reggae, rock, pop, jazz.
And you, Lucky?
Yes, I only listen old things. Since the 70s.
Nothing in particular that. Like at the moment, I'm listening to Pink Floyd. I don't know why, but that's no, nothing in particular. Okay, maybe one favorite album or two favorite albums, all time favorites.
I love the Beatles, for example. The Sergeant Pepper.
The first album I bought. Sergeant Pepper's.
One of my favorite albums is Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Rastaman Vibration?
Yeah, exactly. Rastaman Vibration. Yeah.
That's how I.
And my favorite song is Crazy Ballhead.
Crazy Ballhead. This is how I got into reggae. My first. When I really started to like reggae was War. The War song and Want More on the Rastaman Vibration, which is great riff. And you?
Ooh, album. I mean, there are so many. I quite like, it's more like record labels as well. I mean, you know, like Studio One, Trojan Records, Black Ark. Yeah. But an album, as I said, I'm quite like eclectic. I quite like it when it varies. Yeah.
It's
That you most admire?
I think I'm with them at the moment. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, I really admire the musicians that I play with, yeah, personally.
Okay, that's great. As
I play the drums, my favorite musician is Carlton Barrett.
Oh, the
Bob Marley and the Wailers, the drummer.
Yeah, and you?
I'm a fan absolute of J.J. Cale.
Oh, J.J. Cale, brilliant.
And on the reggae, it's Chana Smith.
That's great. J.J. Cale is great. The Beatles as well.
Yeah. I know.
Thank you.
Best memory of a gig, so either one of your gigs or somebody else's gig. I really like the Raspy Gauss back in the days, in 15 20 years ago. Yeah. Thereabout. I remember seeing Pom at the drums then.
Well, actually, you've got a poster right behind you, the Festival d'Art d'Afrique.
Oh,
where,
right.
Where I saw Max Romeo, Lee Perry, and the Congos.
The Congos, yeah.
And I was with friends, and it was a good night for me. But also just being on stage, we did at the Salle Le Bourneau, which is at Aubenas.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest concert hall here, mm-hmm. And that was nice because it was very good equipment. So,
yeah.
And a nice house, yeah, nice concert hall and a good crowd.
Your best memory, Pom?
Yeah, it was Israel Liberation concert in Les Alpes,
yeah.
in a little village, and there was not so much people,
yeah.
And it was in. In plein air.
Outside.
It was outside, behind the stars, and it was just amazing.
Yeah. Sounds good. Mm. And you, Lucky?
I see a concert of Big Ute in Paris, L'Elysée Montmartre.
Wow.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
But it was a very
good concert. Excellent.
Feast of the
listening to This Is Simply Out of This World.
Is there a song that makes you cry or makes you laugh or both?
That's a tricky question. I think any song can make you cry. It just depends, really. If it resonates with you at that moment in your life. Yeah. And laugh, same. I mean,
One song that makes me think about my father. It's Old Man by Neil Young.
Uh-huh.
And it's a fantastic song.
It's
and
a beautiful song. Mm. Makes you cry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, Lucky?
A song that makes me cry is Darker Than Blue from Curtis Mayfield.
Which one? Darker Than
Darker
Blue.
Than Blue.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've got a very good reggae version of this. Do you know it?
Yes.
Yeah. From Lloyd Charmer.
Yeah, brilliant. Mm. Brilliant. Okay.
People! Brethren! Niggas! The time has now come. We people who are darker than blue, are we gonna stand around this town and let what others say come true? We're just good for nothing, they all figure. A boyish grown-up shiftless chin. Now we can hardly stand for that. Or is that really where it's at? We people who are darker than blue. This ain't no time for segregating. I'm talking about brown and yellow too. Oh, yellow girl, can you tell? You're just a surface of her dark deep well. If your mind could really see, you'd know your color is the same as me. Pardon me, brother, as you stand there in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story.
Like to collaborate with, you can dream on.
Really, musicians who are with the same influence, but with a positive vibe. That's and obviously all the living legends.
All of them.
You, Paul? Even the dead, even the ones that have passed away as well.
Yeah. It would be nice to do a duet with Bob Marley. Yeah. You, Pom?
An old Jamaican singer.
Yeah.
I don't know which one, but...
Which one, but one of them.
Yes.
And you, Lucky, who would you like to play guitar with?
A legend of reggae, a singer.
A singer as well, yeah.
But the
Jimmy Cliff or who is still alive?
Yes.
Burning Spear?
Yeah.
Burning Spear would be good.
It would be good, yes.
And so what's in store for the future of 007 Airlines?
Well, actually, we're preparing. We're finishing off the album, mm-hmm. so that needs to be we'll finish the mixing and mastering, and then once that's done, we're going back into the studio to record three songs,
three tracks.
Yeah. Three tracks. One which is an adaptation of "Strange Fruit" by Billie Holiday.
Sounds good.
So quite a roots. Roots reggae version. Then we're going to record two other songs.
Covers as well?
Yes. A Beatles cover.
Right.
Nice, nice yeah. Where we'll have a special guest.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
But,
secret.
It's a secret for the moment.
We'll find out soon enough.
Yes.
A new adaptation of Strange Fruit by 007 Airlines. Thank you.
got a new album coming out. When is it coming out?
In the beginning of the new year.
2022.
We hope.
Okay.
We hope so.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
We've actually setting up. We set up a new Lula, which is a crowdfunding.
Okay.
On the internet.
I'll give the address. I'll put it on the
collect money
to produce more music.
Not to produce because it's already okay done, but to presser
to press the vinyls.
Yeah, exactly, and the CDs.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, thank you very much. 007 Airlines.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you.
Another one from 007 Airlines. Sail on.
Juste, il faudrait que tu dises que c'est une petite dédicace à
Lee Perry.
R.I.P.
This is dedicated to Lee Scratch Perry. Let's hope that he's happy where he is.
Still prevails. It's still phenomenal. know.